It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Boomerang Geo Podcast from WFAN.
And we're coming to you live from the Build 4 Top Studio Boomerang Size and Greg Giannotti. It's Boomerang Geo on the fans, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. And wherever you are in the free Odyssey app, good Tuesday morning. It was nice to see that Mets offense break out last night the way that they did down in Miami. Pete Alonso with the grand slam. Nimmo gets involved. Torrens gets involved. Starling Marte gets involved. And David Peterson, a guy who really turned it on last year, had a great outing as well. So this was a good one. This was a fun one. And we see the Yankees and the Torpedoes back in action a little bit later tonight. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, GM. I'm doing great. And, yeah, it was great to see Pete Alonso do what he did last night. You got to wonder what Marlins manager Clayton McCullough was thinking about. And I love the discussion between Gary, Ron, and Keith, even though Gary missed a few plays in that inning.
Yes, I know.
I don't know what they were looking at. I don't know if they were outside the building when they were watching a game.
A couple real funny moments from the broadcast.
Of course,
we'll get to it later.
Look, there's funny moments from the broadcast all
every
the time.
Night. Yeah.
We love it. But I love what I really do love when they get into these discussions about whether or not to leave, say, Cal Quantrill in the game for the Marlins. Mm-hmm. And then you realize that Clayton McCullough, you know, he was the former first base coach for the Dodgers. So who did he work for? Dave Roberts. And what does Dave Roberts do? He's hooking guys left and right off the mound. But then you realize that the Marlins had two of their relievers down.
Mm-hmm.
So it creates a whole circumstance where the manager has to leave his starting pitcher in. Although I didn't, the guy's coming in anyway. He should have come in probably two batters prior to this.
Yes.
And he didn't do it. But again, it's a manager's decision. He's a rookie manager. He's sitting there. He's got all these different analytics going on. And he left them in. And I mean, you know, Pete just hammers the hell out of the ball. So
yeah, that wasn't an excuse me right field swing.
Right. So,
that
you know,
was
it's,
a
the fourth game. It's the fourth game of the season, right?
So, yeah.
But again, it just goes to show you, like, the decisions that managers have to make during these games. Every decision that they make, and how many decisions do they make? Thousands.
Yeah, throughout the course of the season.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that was a major mistake. And then, of course, they yank him right after that. And
yeah.
They bring in the reliever who gives up a home run. So, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I just thought it was really interesting last night. And it was nice to see Pete, you know, hit a home run and hit a grand slam at that. And, you know, tonight we'll see because I think they're going against Alcantara tonight.
Yes, they are.
Yep. And this guy is the real deal. He's one of the best top five pitchers in baseball.
Absolutely. He's given the Mets fits in the past. And I understand that this was the fourth game of the season. But it did feel like early on, and I understand we probably won't even remember this moment as the season goes on, all the other stuff happened. But it felt like a big moment for Pete that he needed last night to just get going, get it off his back. All the talk about giving Francisco Lindor Juan Soto protection as Lindor's not there with the paternity leave. Congratulations, Francisco and family on their third child. But giving Soto protection and how Boris was using that against the Mets and all of this, and you're thinking, oh man, as Pete's sitting there on deck as Juan Soto was striking out game one. It was like, this just was a really good thing to see early on of those two guys working in tandem and having Pete getting the big home run. So hopefully it's one of many on his way to what you called a potential 50 home run season.
Well, I hope so, man. I think that, you know, situations like this are going to arise over and over and over again.
They better.
And he's not going to come through every time, as we know. But last night was important to get off the schneid for him. But, you know, the interesting thing is that, you know, Juan Soto, four games, he's on base every game. You know, he is an offensive powerhouse. So just as long as this continues, that's the kind of setup that I envisioned. And that's something that we talked about. I think that's something that most Met fans feel like is exactly what we want to see.
Yeah, I mean, this is when
everybody on base, bring up the polar bear and let him hit a home run.
Right. Don't want to pitch to Soto. Soto works a walk. Soto gets a single. Pete's up in a big spot. Pete hits the home run. And that was when Pete wasn't signed and you were, you know, really adamant about bringing him back in and saying, you need to have him, you need to have him, you need to have him. You were thinking about moments like last night. And it's the first one of hopefully many. And it wasn't just Pete Alonso last night. I mean, Nimmo had a rough first series, and he hits the home run. So it was good. It was great.
This kid Torrens is on like a little bit of a run right now.
Did that ball go through the center fielder's glove? I think it went through it.
It was interesting. I could not tell if it went through it. I knew it went over. I don't know. I don't know what Gary, Keith, and those, they obviously weren't watching the monitors.
So here it is on CBS Sports. There, okay. I think it goes through his glove. So he has it in the glove. I think it didn't hit the top. I think it went through because afterwards, if you look,
you better tie the strings.
Yeah, I know. He looked at his glove afterwards. He showed it. It looked like there was a gap there.
It may have went through,
which is insane for that to happen.
You know what that is? That's a Met break. We got
it
a break.
Right. I mean,
we said we never get breaks. That's a break.
Let's see.
Yes, it did go through.
It goes through his glove.
It looks like it goes through, or maybe it just squirts through the end of his glove.
Yeah, but either way, that was wild last night. That's what you get. And, of course, the Yankees are off, and there's still controversy about this whole thing. As Chaz Chisholm is now fighting with Dave Portnoy about the whole thing. It's awesome. I love it because
this is not Yankee-like.
That's why I love it, though.
I know, but this is like
they Yankees, need a little of this.
Yankees are supposed to be like the Patriots. Don't get involved in this nonsense.
But
do what you got to do. Just keep doing it. Don't.
But
touch
what do we
money.
Talk about with the Yankees all the time?
Well, I know
how boring they could be and stale.
Winning ain't boring, dude.
Exactly. But winning and then having something like this and having Jazz who got off to a great start fighting with Dave Portnoy is awesome.
Wait until he goes into a 2-week slump. Well, like, just don't touch the money. Just let everybody yap.
You're touching the money.
They're not doing anything illegal. I mean, we talked about this incessantly yesterday. I don't even want to say the word today.
No, but it's
I
not.
I am not saying
it's not
that
so
word.
Much the. I don't even. I don't care about
it.
The discussion
don't
about
say it.
About the bats.
Well, that's why they're arguing.
But I love the arguments. It's great. Watch sitting back because I think we had the same opinion. It's a silly conversation. Whatever. So, but seeing Jazz Chisholm now get into it with Dave Portnoy, that's the entertainment to me.
Not Yankee-like.
Okay, good.
You
know
you,
what?
Not Yankee-like.
Not Yankee-like is fine with me because Yankee-like can be very stale, very, very boring, and we got some juice going on.
You know what? I love your sweatshirt today.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
I don't want one because I don't look good in white.
I can get you a different color. I think I have gotten you a different color in this particular
No,
thing.
You've given me the green sweater.
Okay.
You gave Jerry one of those.
You don't have one of these.
No, I don't, but I don't need another pullover. I don't need another.
You sure?
I'm just telling you, I love the way it looks.
No, it's great. It's the Rock Golf Club
out in the, you know, North Fork Wading River area.
Yeah, and it's, I like the
shield. It's a shield with the American flag on it. It is a tremendous logo. I got a bunch of their stuff.
Where they gave me the green sweater.
With the rock on,
yeah. With the nice little.
Oh, that's right. But that's more than just a. That was like a real. That
that's
was
a cashmere
nice
sweater.
Yeah, yeah. It was cashmere.
Yeah, I know. Yes.
Yeah. You
know,
got the logo on it there.
I know. I'm
you
just
got
saying.
The cashmere.
All right. So, that's good news for the Mets.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that Jazz and you know Dave Portnoy are all fighting over this whole thing.
Great.
Meanwhile, you know all the Red Sox will be using these bats before you know it.
By the way, speaking of the Red Sox, we got to talk about this Devers thing. Is there a chance that he's actually throwing his at-bats and his games because he's this pissed off?
I don't know. Jonathan Papelbon said, we have to take a look at how fat he is.
I mean,
essentially, they called him out. You know, Papelbon's doing, you know, their Nesson, I guess. And in the studio, he said, you know, he's a little fat, looks a little chubby or something along those lines.
Yeah,
I mean. It was not very nice. And he's making a lot of money up there.
Well, but this is nuts. So, I mean,
no way he's swinging hard at these balls.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, he's struck out 15 times already. I mean, he's like 0 for 19 with 15 strikeouts.
It's insane.
I mean, this guy's a good baseball player.
This is the most strikeouts through five games since 1901.
Well,
I remember. You remember that?
No. That list is the most strikeouts since 1901. So there's a whole bunch of them there. So 2018, 2020, 2001.
But that's a record. He's got a record.
Now he's got a record. Now he is at the top of that list.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's...
Thank God there's no Met on that list.
You can't tell me that there isn't a connection between this guy who complained and publicly hated the fact after they signed Bregman that he was going to be the DH. He said, I'm the third baseman. They make him the DH no matter what. And they said, sorry, you know, the promises that you were made, those people aren't here any longer. Then he blows up and he goes out there and he's striking out every single goddamn at bat. I'm thinking he's either doing this on purpose to get out of there, or he's doing it on purpose to get his job back where he says, listen, I can't do this DH thing. I want to play third.
You can't
be that bad.
You know what? I think he's got to go to the eye doctor. Maybe there's something wrong with his eyes. There's something going on.
All of a sudden his vision went away?
Well, do you remember we were talking about this with Giancarlo Stanton?
Yeah.
We were saying how it seems like when he played left field, he was better as an overall baseball player because he was in the game.
Yeah.
And we felt like, you know, put the guy out there. He's a great athlete. He's Adonis, for God's sake. And let him play the outfield and let him hit. Let him be a part of the game. It's a baseball game. I mean, what are you going to do? Well, I mean, he's got a lot of soft tissue issues. I know that.
Plenty.
Maybe it's the same thing with Devers. Maybe he needs to be in the game on the field to feel like he's in the game. I mean, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do DHing.
Come on.
I need to be in the game, man.
You are in the game.
I know.
You could be in the game as much as you want. You could sit at the top step, you know?
No, I don't want. I want to be on the field.
Get those sunflower seeds. Just spit in there. Let's go.
I want to be in the hot corner, baby. I want to be making plays. I want to be tossing the ball across the diamond.
But you're a team first guy, though. If the manager comes to you and says, hey, the best version of our team is you being a DH, you make the best out of it. Because that's what pros do. And this guy,
I think it was a panicky move by the Red Sox to sign Bregman in the first place. They had their third baseman. They didn't need another one. And now they bring in a Gold Glover whose defensive metrics are a tad better than Devers. And we figure it's just going to move Devers to DH. I mean, that sounds stupid to me.
Listen, I think that
stupid.
We have seen it in the NBA. We have seen guys completely just go off the deep end to get out of the team that they are on because they don't want to be there any longer. I believe that James Harden put on a fat suit in Houston to get out of there. He disappeared. He was partying in Vegas. All of these things. We haven't seen it in baseball. Maybe we're seeing it right now.
I don't. No way.
Maybe
no
we're way. Seeing it for the first time in 2025. Devers is like, hell, I see this happen all the time. I see people in the NFL now forcing trades.
That's a different, you know, I am not buying into that.
How bad is he, though?
You could speculate all you want. I'm not
1901!
I am not buying into that.
The worst since 1901!
You are implying.
Yes, I am.
That he is doing this on purpose.
And
there is absolutely no way in hell.
Why not?
A guy, You know why? Because it's embarrassing.
Okay.
That's why.
But what was embarrassing to him...
There's a thing called personal pride.
I understand, but he got his pride knocked down, and now he's doing something to get out of there. Watch, they end up trading him because of this, and he goes and has, you know, an MVP season. I mean, I'm just... I don't think it's that crazy because it's not like
it
this is.
It's nuts.
I don't think it is. We've seen it in other sports. We saw it in the NBA. We've seen it in the NBA all the time.
I don't know Rafi Devers at all. I only know him from watching baseball games and knowing about his history and, you know, knowing how good he's been. He's going through a massive slump, and I bet you it has to do with the fact that he's not on the field.
Exactly.
And but it's not on purpose.
Okay.
It's not on purpose.
You got to say there's at least a chance. I'm not saying it's 100% true. I just think there's at least a chance.
I'm not saying.
And that's out of respect to him because he can't be. I can't imagine he would ever be this bad, as much of a good baseball player as he. I can't even imagine it.
You know what? These athletes, I mean, they need to be stimulated on the field. To me, he wants to be a total baseball player, not just a half-assed DH. You know what I'm saying? He wants to be out there, and he wants to be in the middle of the game, and he wants to play.
Hey, listen, man.
And I believe if they put him out there and they let him play, all this nonsense would stop. That's what I would say.
Yeah, well, they're not going to do that, though, because, I mean, when they signed Bregman and gave him all that money, I mean...
Well, I mean, like, you know, the guys that you had this agreement with aren't here any longer. Yeah, well, okay, great. Then trade me, then.
See, you're slowly...
No, I'm not saying he's doing it on purpose. I'm just saying, like, if I got a promise from the people that were here before, that's why I signed here. You got rid of those guys, and now you bring new guys in, and you want to do something completely different. Now, like, why you're moving me, and it's obviously affecting his play. He's not doing it on purpose.
There's a chance.
No.
There's a chance.
Not
a small chance.
Not a chance in hell.
There's a chance.
No.
I mean, there's just too many...
He does not want to be on that list, does not want to be on SportsCenter, does not want to be...
He wants out of there. That's the biggest thing.
On the MLB app, he doesn't want to be on any of that.
He wants out of there, so he'll do whatever it takes.
I'm not saying he doesn't want out of there, but I'm telling you, he is not...
He torqued up.
Well, according to Jonathan Papelbon, who would know better than I would, yes, that's exactly what he said.
As soon as he found out Bregman was signed, he's like, all right, I'm going mission trade me. If you're going to keep him at third base, I'm going mission. Get me out of here.
That's not what he said. Came
he porked up.
I read everything that he said coming out of spring training.
Pork up spot.
I had a good conversation with the powers that be. You know, we talked about everything. I have a total understanding now. This is what I'm doing. He just may be one of these players that has to play the field as well as hit. Not just sit on his ass. And maybe that's why he's porking up. Because he's sitting on his ass. He's not out there doing what he normally does.
Came in, porked up, throwing games.
Sucks, man. It really does suck. There's nothing worse than when you go through a coaching change, like the Jets are going through right now.
Yeah.
And the previous regime sees you as a certain type of player.
Yeah, but the manager was there. The same manager was there. That's the thing I don't like about this.
Then the new guy comes in. And all of a sudden, you're doing something different than you were doing before, where you were having success. Because he wants you to do what he wants you to do, because this is his scheme, this is his system. And this move to DH, I'm assuming by Devers, I don't know this for a fact, but, you know, some slap analytics guy said, hey, we can get Bregman, who's, you know, defensive metrics are a little bit better than this guy, and we can move him to DH. I mean, you're dealing with human beings here.
Mm.
You're not dealing with chess pieces.
Yeah.
Unless you give them one of those special bats. And then you see what happens.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, from conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
All right, so I did tease good news for Yankee fans on the other side. Looks like Comcast and Yes, they reached an agreement late last night, so they're going to keep them on their expanded basic tier. I'm not sure what that means. I'm not sure what the agreement is all about.
It's a short term.
All I know is that the FCC chairman, Brendan Carr, came out and said, you know, this is good for the fans. And given what Donald Trump did with Kid Rock yesterday when it came to, like, secondary ticket market and Ticketmaster and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, the hammer's coming down, man.
The hammer. Yes.
Fans have been screwed enough and for way too long.
Yeah, you know, with the fees and everything, we talk about it all the time when it comes to tickets. But, yeah, good news. It seemed like they were really far apart. So the fact that they came to an agreement, even though it's short term, to make sure the games will be available to the Comcast subscribers is a great thing.
That is a good thing. And, you know, it's like Kid Rock was saying yesterday, he goes, look, the moment I put up a show, and this is just him, so you can imagine Taylor Swift, you can imagine all these other artists out there. The moment he puts tickets up for a show, what he's claiming is that all these bots initially buy up all the tickets.
Yes.
And then they resell the tickets.
Mm.
And who gets hurt by all of this? It's, you know, it's obviously the consumer.
Yeah, but you don't have to go to a concert. It's not like, you know, eggs. It's free market.
Eggs.
Eggs for kids.
Yes.
Do you have any eggs?
Top of mind.
Do you have any eggs?
If I had any, I would donate them to the children. Just because I heard a commercial telling me to do so. Now, I did inquire about this to see if this was serious or a goof. So I'm waiting on an answer.
Yeah, because it is April 1st.
It's got to be.
Son of a gun. Eggs for kids. April 1st. April Fool's Day. What a loser I am. Didn't figure that out. Great job, Boomer.
You're welcome.
Great job.
We didn't get our usual email.
We did not.
Yeah, I know. And then look at that. They're doing eggs for kids on the air.
How about that?
I mean, you saw, well, the price of eggs have gone down significantly, so.
Yeah, but I was fooled. They got me. They got me on
they
April
got
Fool's Day.
Us, too, immediately. Yeah. Like, what?
Yeah.
What Thursday. Is he saying? Like, eggs?
I was trying to figure it out if they meant, like, eggs, like, freeze your eggs.
That's
for,
what
like,
I thought, too, yeah.
Later?
Yeah.
Like IVF eggs?
Yeah, I thought that was like a play on that. Like, yeah, freeze, like, and then you say eggs for kids actually works. You freeze your eggs, it turns into a kid eventually.
We're going to go from donating a car with 200,000 miles to frozen eggs.
Yeah, I thought maybe there was a chance.
Bit of a stretch.
Anything's possible. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, anything's possible on April Fool's Day, yes.
Jerry, I got you one of these sweatshirts, right? The Rock?
Yeah, I wore it last week. Yeah, right. Very nice.
Oh,
two of them you gave me.
So comfortable,
got
man.
A beautiful yellow one.
Yeah, you got him the yellow one.
That's tremendous. Right, that's what it was.
And the blue one.
Yeah, that's right. I remember Chris Vinay, who gave me the sweatshirt, said that he wanted Jerry to have the yellow one just to make you pissed off.
Annoyed.
Oh, it's a gorgeous hoodie.
It is. I got to get really you guys. I don't know when the next time you're going to be on Long Island, Jerry.
I don't mind the yellow.
Yeah.
Deal. I mean, for that, for a pullover, that's fine. It's just when he wears his yellow shirts when he's doing games.
The Jeffrey Bean shirt.
Whatever.
Very nice shirt.
We got you all hooked up with Charles Tirrett, so you're good now.
Yeah. And we got The Rock. Wonderful place. Next time you're on Long Island.
How far out on the island?
It's out there.
Yeah, it's out
there. Not out there, but it's on the North Fork. It's Wading River.
For me, it's
how
not out there.
From here?
I would say probably about 48 miles, 50 miles.
Longer.
Longer?
It's longer than 50
is
miles.
Is it really?
And it's 50 miles to my house.
All right, yeah, so, well, and you got to go in the North Fork. I don't know. It's probably...
That's 60 miles from here?
And for me, it's like a 25-minute drive from my house. So, for me, it's perfect.
Yeah, but you got to go north.
That's fine.
It's not like you're going all that far east.
Not that far east. Just so, north.
It's just north.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, you want to go to lunch? It's only 60 miles from here.
Sounds very reasonable.
All right, Jerry, what's happening over there?
We are brought to you by ServPro Cleanup, Restoration, and Construction. Visit ServPro.com. The ball's flying out the park last night for the Mets.
Here's the payoff pitch. Swing and a drive in the air. Well hit right center. It's got some legs. It's back near the wall. Grand slam! Pete Alonso! His first home run of the year.
And that was, hi, I'm Howie
Rosen. The Salami.
Mets Odyssey Radio. That's right. The grand slam for Alonso. Part of a big night. New York beats Miami 10-4. Home runs as well for Luis Torrens and Brendan Marte. A solo homer. The Torrens one was weird because it looked like the center fielder caught it, but it did go over the wall. Here was Carlos Mendoza specifically on Alonso and the at-bat he put together.
Laid off a slider, first pitch. They're trying to make him chase. Then they painted a fastball at the knees. They're trying to get a ground ball there. And then finally got a pitch that he was able to do some damage and got the big
he
one.
He did, right over the fence and right center.
73.6 miles, Jerry. To the rock.
Yeah,
here.
I was told 120 miles from my house.
From Hazlitt, yeah.
120 miles.
It's an hour and 30 from here. It's nothing.
It's about 3 hours for Jerry. Yeah, but I mean, if Jerry left from here, or Jerry stayed over one day or something.
I would have to stay over.
But then, tried to go home.
No, I would, in a case like that, I think I would actually just come back here and stay at a hotel or something, or your house, or I ain't going
Listen,
home.
Listen, it'll be worth it.
I'm sure it would
be. The place is wonderful, the
I'm
rock.
Sure it
it's
would
awesome.
Be.
Yeah, they got us set up for Matinaconk down in New Jersey.
Matinaconk?
I
have never played there, no.
You've never played there?
I have not.
Oh, you're in for a treat, Big.
So it's Matinaconk. I'm serious.
Matinaconk.
Yeah, I want to know it because there's a...
M-E-T-E-D.
There's a Matinaconk.
There's a Matinaconk on Long Island.
Matinaconk.
There really is. That's a place on Long Island. And you were getting that confused. You're like, oh, we should play Matinaconk. And
no,
I'm like,
you were getting that confused.
I was not getting it confused. You said Matinaconk.
I said conk.
You did not say conk.
I said conk.
You were saying conk.
I told you conk.
You said Matinaconk, and I said, that's
I
on Long
you
Island.
I conk. I didn't say cock.
Well, anyway, we're playing Jerry
Matinaconk.
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 I told you that yesterday, and then I pulled it up and I showed you.
I'm saying the first time you said it, you said
I said Matinaconk.
No, you didn't.
It sounds like Matinaconk, but it's not.
All right, you can go with that version of the story. It makes you
that
feel better.
That is 100% the version of the story.
All right, fine.
That,
That's
by
what
the
you
way,
want to go with? Fine.
If the guys are going to meet us for dinner, that is not going to be close.
I'm not worried about the guys meeting us for dinner.
But you're always worried about meeting the guys for dinner.
You know what? They don't want to do crap. They don't want
to. No. This is the way. In defense of Al, this is the one time he steps up every
year.
He picks the place.
Home game.
Yeah, but he picks the place. I think he picked up the tab one year, too.
Did you actually pick up the tab?
Both years.
Both years.
Unfortunately, yeah.
But he offered. It was a whole thing.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
But this is not close. Just
it's a little bit west of where we're staying.
Significantly west, yes.
Not
I don't think it is.
We talked to CeeLo about
this. We did this whole thing.
Okay.
We all put it in. I don't think it's
I
that
thought
far.
It was way out in Jackson.
I don't think so. Whatever.
I thought about 40
it's
minutes.
It's not that. It's 25 minute ride.
20. Okay, I thought it was 40. All right.
I'm not sure.
Well, you
where
also.
Where I'm not sure where we're staying.
You also thought that the Rock was 40 miles, and it turned out to be 100. But it's cool.
20 miles from Bradley Beach.
That's
right out the highway. It's
not as bad as I thought.
Highway,
as bad as I thought. Yes, I thought it'd be 40 minutes. I thought it was a little longer.
Yeah, you're overreacting.
I'm not overreacting to anything. I'm just looking out for these guys. Because I don't think they're going to want to go to dinner at 7 o'clock.
See, that's what I'm telling you.
Well, we get up at 2:30.
Yeah, I'll be asleep at 7 o'clock.
By the way, hour later the show starts. That helps.
What's this?
So the show on Friday, there will be details, but just for the sake of this conversation, the warm-up show that day is going to be from 6 to 7.
Oh, okay.
And we're going to be on from 7 to 11.
Oh,
and there'll be more
okay.
announcements for the kickoff to summer.
Interesting, okay.
But that will help.
That does
everybody.
Help. That helps a great deal, actually.
Yeah.
All right, very cool. Here was Alonso on SNY. Happy to see the team break out the way they did.
I just thought we just had great team at-bats collectively the whole night. I mean, 1-9 was a tough out the entire night. And when that happens, we can score a lot of runs.
And David Peterson.
Matinaconk is an hour from here.
What? I didn't say from here. I thought it was further west than it was. That's all. I'd never been there before.
And I am. I mean, all those courses that we play, the kickoff the summer day before, are about an hour from here when we drive.
A little less, but yeah, I mean, essentially.
It's right around
they
there.
Can be.
And we're just a little south, west of Asbury Park. So, Al, how far is Bradley Beach from there?
From Asbury Park?
No, from Jackson Township.
28 Jackson's minutes, 25 huge. Minutes.
Yeah, so we'll 30 so minutes. Al for dinner, make him pay.
Dinner's at 4:30.
He's not joking either. You got Kodai Senga, Sandy Alcantara tonight. The Yankees home for the Diamondbacks. Will Warren opposing Corbin Burns on the Fan at 6:25. Meantime, in Baltimore.
0 for 18, 14 strikeouts. Nobody wants to go through this. He's working pregame to try to change something up, get a feel.
Swing and a miss. Down he goes again. 0 for 19 with 15 strikeouts. It boggles the mind, frankly.
And that was on Nesson. Yes, it does. That was Rafael Devers. Red Sox lost to the Orioles 8-5. Devers 0 for 3. Three more Ks on the season. Continues to bat 0.
Here forked was, up, Jerry. Forked up, man.
Yeah, I got to get that for you, that clip. Here's Alex Cora.
Papelbon. What word did he use, actually?
It was something about the pig, and I will get it for you for next hour.
Something about a pig.
A pig squeals or something.
I mean, the amazing
thing
is,
trim the fat, the pig squeals.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh. Gotcha. This was Alex Cora post game. How do you deal with Devers? Do you talk to him? Do you just leave it alone?
All of the above. Yeah. It's like kids, right? Like sometimes you leave him alone so they can think about it. Others, you know, you call him to the office. Sometimes we eat or... you know, have a drink or something like that.
Well, whatever. You got to try to figure it out.
You got the radio or the TV analyst calling him a pig. You got the manager calling him a child. He's 0 for 19 with 15 strikeouts. I mean, this is, he's gone. See you later.
I think they're paying him until like 2090.
What?
A lot of deferred money.
Yeah.
Does that say 2043?
I think so.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, 2043. So starting in 2034, he'll make $7.5 million a year for 10 years.
And if he was 15 for 19 with 12 home runs, his agent would be in looking for a raise.
Yep.
God forbid the team says, you suck, we want some money back.
Yeah, that's a tough deal, man. He's gone through a tough deal. But, you know, he did the deal with the previous administration, and now all of a sudden they want to move him. And I don't, it's obviously had an adverse effect on him. I'll go to my grave thinking that.
But remember, Alex Cora was there through it all. So different GMs, but the manager's still there.
Let's go to Kevin in New Jersey. Kevin, what's happening?
Hey, nothing. What's going on, Booms? I just wanted to ask Jerry how long he's lived in New Jersey for.
Not down by Jackson, but a long time.
Oh, come on. Dude, it's super close.
Dude.
In and out.
Jackson's huge. I didn't know what part of Jackson it was in.
You were making it sound, you said all the way west, like you were going to Trenton for dinner.
Well, southwest.
Oh, my God. You okay?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I'm in.
To be fair, I thought it was by Great Adventure.
Dude, it's still not even that far.
Great Adventure? I would still think Great Adventure's got to be 35, 40 minutes from the beach, no?
No, like maybe 30.
All right. You make it sound like I said it's 3.5 hours away. 30 minutes to 40 minutes. That's all. I was just thinking about dinner with these guys. That's all I was thinking about.
What time are we taking off that day? Noon? Is that what it is?
Noon. They have a little bite to eat before.
Yeah, we'll get down there.
They got 27 holes.
11 something.
Oh,
they were definitely not going to dinner.
Have a dinner at 9 o'clock, guys.
We could have an emergency night.
Well, I mean, you know, I love the dinner with the guys, but if it ends up going late, you know, then...
Hey, too bad. We're playing 9 more. You love golf more.
It's true.
Yes, you are like a psycho.
I know. I'm the one who wants to keep going, and no one wants to do it. So if you want to do it, I'll freaking do it. You know?
Speed golf, 54 holes in 6 hours.
Wait till you see this place, man. You will be... Woo!
Woo, woo, woo. What else? Just real quick with the baseball, and we'll have more coming up later. You had the Dodgers beat the Braves, notable as Atlanta's now 0-5 as they lost 6-1.
The Dodgers
And the Dodgers are 6-0. They're 6-0, yes. And the Cubs did play that game against the A's in Sacramento. They had the press conference in a storage shed, which didn't look... That's true. I mean, unless I'm April 1st thing,
awesome.
It looked real.
How many people showed up?
There were probably, well, I saw the one photo before it started. They had the chair set up. I don't know how many people actually attended.
So you got the capital of California. You got the Kings there. And you would think that there's a fan base of some sort.
Yeah, I mean, the place was full. I mean, it's a minor league stadium, but it was full.
They get to go watch Major League Baseball.
It was full. So they then lost 18-3. The A's lost to the Cubs.
Oh, my God.
Carson Kelly hit for the cycle for Chicago. We'll get to that coming up later. I'll just give you one from Jameis Winston. He did meet the media on a Zoom yesterday for the Giants in terms of coming to the Giants and trying to get back to having this franchise be a good team.
For me, in the NFL, it's required for this organization to start winning, you know, so we can have more giggles, more laughter, more fun.
More
in this
giggles,
building.
Laughter.
Like, we're the biggest city of the world. We shouldn't.
Giggles, laughter, and fun. So that's what he brings.
Heard a lot of Big Apple from him yesterday.
He did.
Throwing out there.
Yes.
You got Russell Wilson saying the great Bambino. You got Jameis going Big Apple there, pulling out all the stuff.
Exit 16-0, you guys. But yes,
understood. I wonder if Joe Shane or Brian Daboll, when they hear those guys talk and say what they do or put out on X what they do.
Yeah.
Like, what did we do? What did we just do?
And lastly, because we had the owner of the Diamondbacks just trashing Jordan Montgomery, as we know. And I'm not saying he's trashing him here, but this is Jimmy Haslam, the Browns owner with Deshaun Watson.
Let's address the elephant in the room. You know, we took a big swing and miss with Deshaun. We thought we had the quarterback. We didn't. And we gave up a lot of draft picks to get him. So we've got to dig ourselves out of that hole. The Deshaun Watson was an entire organization decision, and it ends with D and I. So, you know, hold us accountable.
All right, so how do we hold them accountable?
You don't. No one's holding anybody accountable.
Well, the question is, are they going to hold on to Deshaun Watson, or are they going to let him go? I mean, you know, you have the owner come out and say what he's saying, and Deshaun's going through rehab right now with a knee injury. Might as well just cut your losses and move on, but you can't because
he re-tore his Achilles is what he's doing. What happened?
He re-tore it again. Okay.
Yeah.
Oof.
I don't think he gives two craps about any of this.
Yeah, I don't think they can't cut him because of the cap consequences.
Like, you see all this stuff. He's getting married. I saw some Rolex thing this morning his brother gave him or something. I don't think he cares at all about his public image or anything that went on. He's getting paid handsomely. He doesn't have to do jack for it, and he's just living his life. And if I was a part of that Browns organization, I'd be sick to my stomach about it. And a fan, too, by the way.
Nets beat the Mavericks 113-109. Knicks and Sixers tonight. UConn beat USC 78-64. So the Lady Huskies into the Final Four for a record 24th time.
No Juju Watkins for USC.
Right.
They caught him at the right time. But Paige Beckers went off.
31 points. Oof. Devils beat the Wild in a shootout 3-2. Islanders and Lightning tonight.
All right. Thank you, Jerry. It's Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Built Ford Tough Studio.
I didn't say cock.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So, Case in High Point is on the line. He's going to ask us a question about something we were going to bring up later in the show, and it's an interesting thing. And I know Boomer's got more of an answer than I do on this, but let's get to Case. Good morning, Case. What's happening this morning?
So, hey, good morning, fellas. Yeah, I think with Devers, he's got to go to the Captain Caveman bat. But I was calling to ask, you see that reaction by Woody Johnson with his Animal House 0.0 F minus? The reaction is just fire, everybody. You know, how about that, bro?
How about that, bro? So basically what Case is asking, so Woody Johnson yesterday was asked about the F minus that he got from the Players Association poll on ownership, and it was the worst in the league out of anybody, and he said that it was complete nonsense and didn't buy into it. And then coupled with that story is the story out there that the Jets had offered buyouts to about 98% of their employees. So what Case is saying, he's making a joke, is I guess the response to everybody in the building thinking that, you know, I suck is to fire everybody. But really, that's the players. That's not the employees in the building. I don't think they get polled on this particular thing. But, if you missed the story, and I can get the exact numbers for you, but it is a massive amount of employees in that building that were offered buyouts from the Jets.
Well, I don't know. 3 weeks ago, I told you the Jets are going through a DOGE process. That's exactly what they're going through. And who did Woody Johnson support?
Musk.
The president?
Musk.
Yeah. Well, not him specifically, but
170 out of 250 employees.
And here's the deal. First of all, the Jet facility is one of the best facilities in the entire league, and they treat the players exceptionally well. You know, when you're losing and you have a lot of strong personalities, you're going to get a lot of negative grades and things of that nature. As far as Woody is concerned, does he get involved too much? Didn't he also say when he was hiring Aaron Glenn, I need to be a better owner?
He did.
So there's some self-awareness there. You know what? I know what this, it's called a voluntary separation. And they asked how many employees?
170 out of 250.
To take this voluntary buyout. What does that sound like?
What's going on in the government?
Exactly Musk. Right. Exactly. When Donald Trump took over, they initially offered all these people buyouts. It's the same thing. And what he's trying to do is just try to figure out, you know, how he can streamline the organization. And as I understand it, and I haven't seen all the numbers, but I do think that if people have been there for a long time, that it's a very generous buyout.
Okay, but isn't the difference in why they're doing it matter in this conversation? Like
I'm going to take it to the next step, and that was with what Aaron Glenn said at the owners' meetings. He said, we're doing it quietly. We're doing it a different way. And this is part of doing it a different way. It's getting rid of people who may have been with them for, you know, 10, 15, 20 years that have been a part of all this losing and all this drama surrounding the team. Now, a lot of this drama is created by the team itself. And these people that work there are the ones that are affected by it,
yeah,
by the losing. You know, could you imagine if you work for the Jets for 10 years and in the last 10 years and you went out to dinner with your friends and all your friends know you work for the Jets, all they're doing is pounding you with questions?
Yeah, and none of them positive.
Right, so I think there's something to this because of what the people that have worked there have been through all these years. Look, there's a lot of great people over there that I would hire tomorrow if I had a job for them easily. But unfortunately, I think what the ownership is saying, and I think what Aaron Glenn and Darren Bougie and Rick Spielman, and I'm sure Mike Tannenbaum's got a little bit of a hand in here, and Bill Parcells is like, we got to get rid of all this. We got to start over. We got to do it a new way. And this is how we're going to do it.
Yeah, I mean, I do think, though, that when you are the Jets and the owner is still there, that's the thing that you're going to have to get rid of.
If things are really going to change. That's not going to change.
I mean, like, so, you know, Brent, who works on the second floor, has been there for a number of years, you know, helping out with season ticket plans, is not the reason why the Jets suck.
Doesn't matter. The owner's a billionaire. The owner basically said he's got to be a better owner. And I'll tell you, there's got to be a level of embarrassment, unfortunately, because of all the Madden rating discussion last year towards the end of the year about trades and not trades. And then, you know, Aaron Rodgers going on McAfee talking about, I've never been released by a teenager before. You know, all that stuff is not good.
Oh, Tony Johnson.
You know, it's just not good. And I think this is a way for ownership to say, look, man, this stuff has got to stop. We got too many people here. We got to streamline. I need more from everybody else that's going to remain here. And I'm not so sure that, see, I would worry that if I didn't take the buyout, then they could turn around and fire me and give me, you know, half of that or maybe a quarter of that,
yeah,
as my severance pay. As I understand it, you know, if you're a senior level, I think that the buyout package is extremely, you know, it's good. It's actually really good.
And it's something that could help somebody in for years to come, or is it just like a short-term situation?
I think it all depends on how long you're there. I mean, let's say you're a 25-year employee. I don't know how many there are. I think that it's extremely generous and gives you at least, I would think, a 2-year cushion.
All right. Not bad. We'll see where it goes. Really what matters is this team and on the field, and there's a delicate balance you have to strike when you're talking about we're doing things quietly. Yes, in the off season, you don't want any negative attention on you, but you also don't want to be completely irrelevant.
Right. Yeah. The other thing too is for people who don't accept it. Let's say you don't accept this mutual separation agreement. Now all of a sudden, you could be fired. Like I said, with less benefits and less severance pay. And if you didn't, it's like I would have accepted it. And then if they came to me and said, we still need you here, then I said, okay, we're good. I keep my job. But if they wanted to call me out of the organization, this is the best way for me to do it financially.